Thunder Bay. The Thunder Bay Community Economic Development Commission believes supporting tourist attractions makes good sense, even if the attractions are beyond the city limits. The CEDC and Tourism Thunder Bay have announced a $30,000 contribution to the Silver Islet Harbor Association. It's undertaken infrastructure development at its facilities at the southern end of the Sibley Peninsula. Officials say the development increases the capacity of the harbor and its ability to host visitors, including those carried on tenders, the small boats that bring cruise ship passengers to shore. Silver Islet is a stopover for Viking Octantis during its 7 voyages on Lake Superior this season. The support from the CEDC Tourism Development Fund enabled us to add a key infrastructure element to the newly revitalized harbor at Silver Islet, says Scott Cheadle, president of the Silver Islet Harbor Association. The charter operator's dock significantly expands our mooring capacity, providing improved access for visitors wishing to explore the many nearby attractions. Tourism Thunder Bay manager Paul Pepe said Silver Islet plays an important role in Thunder Bay's tourism economy by offering an enhanced visitor experience. He said attractions such as the Silver Islet General Store, Sleeping Giant Provincial Park and the Porphyry Island Lighthouse keep visitors in the area longer and increase the likelihood of more overnight stays in the city. Pepe added that the dock facilities provide safer access for kayak outfitters as well. The CEDC fund makes money available to projects and events with the capacity to attract visitors to Thunder Bay and generate room nights at local accommodations. It comes from a 4% municipal accommodation tax imposed on short-term stays at local hotels and motels. The Tourism Development Fund previously provided support for the Silver Islet General Store.